You're listening to Dakota Midday on South Dakota Public Broadcasting. I'm Carl Gerke. Coming up a bit later on the program, we'll talk with Minneapolis singer-songwriter Allison Scott, whose music is rooted in gritty soul and R&B. But first, Cosmopolitan magazine has picked 51 Bachelor of the Year finalists, one from each state and the District of Columbia. South Dakota's Bachelor of the Year is a recent graduate of Black Hills State University, Nuli Kartak, and he's currently an admissions counselor at Black Hills State University, and he joins us on the line. Nuli, thanks for joining us on Dakota Midday.
Hey, how are you doing?
I'm doing fine. So how did this whole thing start? How did you get picked by Cosmopolitan as South Dakota's Bachelor of the Year?
Well, I was nominated by my sister and my older sister, Sammy, and then I got a phone call from one of the representatives at Cosmo Magazine, and they told me about it, and at first I thought it was a complete joke. I just thought that someone was kind of crank calling me, and then I realized that it actually was a New York City number, and then I guess everything has kind of happened from there.
Do you know what your sister sent in? Was it a photo? Was it a bio? Or what?
It's a photography submission, so a picture, and then she had to write why, I think it was like 100 words or less, why I deserve to be the Cosmo Bachelor of South Dakota.
And do you know what she wrote, why you deserve to be the Bachelor of South Dakota, Bachelor of the Year?
I don't know what she wrote.
And she hasn't told you?
She's given me little snippets, just that between my personality and I think between my personality and my good looks and just being around me that she thinks that I deserve it, so.
And those are her words, not yours?
Yeah, definitely her words.
Had you ever looked at Cosmopolitan magazine before?
A couple of my friends, when we would travel to college rodeos, they would be taking the quizzes, and so they would ask me questions from it, but I've never actually read one.
Now, looking at the website, your picture seems to be more modest than some of the other Bachelor of the Year candidates. Do you consider yourself more of a down-to-earth guy?
Yes, I am more modest, more conservative, and I specifically didn't want a shirtless picture in there. So I guess it just kind of goes with my personality, and I'm not really a show-off by any means, so...
You mentioned rodeo. You grew up down around Winter, that area of the state?
Yeah, I'm from Colombe, South Dakota. Graduated from Colombe in 2007. I competed in high school rodeo. I think I've been rodeoing since I was, 4 or 5. And then I rodeoed here at Black Hills State for about 3 years.
Do you think being in rodeo, being something of a South Dakota cowboy, I guess, set you apart from the other Cosmo Bachelors?
I think so. I think it's definitely kind of a draw for the girls who aren't necessarily around cowboys that much. So I think it kind of helps me get some votes that way.
Have you been getting much attention at all from women since this all came out?
Yes, I have. It's pretty funny. I've gotten a lot of my friends are congratulating me and putting things up on Facebook about it, and so I'm getting quite a few friend requests from people I don't know.
Well, I see on the webpage there's your email address and Twitter handle, so you're hearing from people.
Yes. Yep. I don't Twitter that much, or tweet, I guess, is the correct verbiage for it, but it's kind of funny because I'm getting these notifications of people starting to follow me, and I think I've altogether, I think I've tweeted 3 times about it, maybe. So,
what do your friends think of this?
Oh, they think it's pretty cool. They're telling me to remember them when I'm famous in New York and stuff like that. So, they think it's pretty cool, and they've congratulated me, and they're excited.
What do you think is going to happen? Do you think you're going to be the ultimate Cosmo Bachelor of the Year?
I think that's a pretty long stretch, but it'd be pretty cool if I made top 10, because how the voting goes is they, all the vote-getters on the website that the public can vote on, then go to a panel of judges at Cosmo, and Cosmo picks the ultimate bachelor.
So it's not just the voters, it's not just a popularity contest.
Yep.
Now, you're an admissions counselor at Black Hills State. Do you think being picked by Cosmo Magazine as the state's Bachelor of the Year that you're recruiting more students to the university?
I don't know about that. I'm not sure of the demographic that reads Cosmo, but I think it definitely kind of helps us get a little bit more noticed, kind of in a broader range than what our normal student population comes from. So, and if not, if, at least it's helping us probably get some hits on Google.
Well, Neely, thanks so much for joining us on Dakota Midday, and good luck.
All right. Thank you so much.
Neely Kartek was picked by Cosmopolitan Magazine as South Dakota's Bachelor of the Year, and the contest for the top honor of Bachelor of the Year ends the morning of Thursday, October 16th. To cast a vote, you can go to cosmopolitan.com/bachelors. 2012. So go to cosmopolitan.com if you want to vote for South Dakota's Neely Kartek as Cosmopolitan Magazine's Bachelor of the Year. Coming up after a short break, we'll talk with Allison Scott, whose music is rooted in gritty soul and R&B. She's coming to Sioux Falls on Saturday. You're listening to Dakota Midday on South Dakota Public Broadcasting. I'm Carl Gerke.